The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance
on News Talk.
Well, now it's time to get some great ideas for things to do at the weekend. I'm joined by Aideen Fitzmaurice, food and travel content creator. Aideen, good morning.
Morning, Pat. How are you?
So, we've got a date idea, first of all.
We do, and we're heading out west for this one, the Mayo Dark Sky Park. So, I actually did this last month. It's one of the most unique activities I've tried in Ireland. So it's located between Newport and Mulroney, and the company that runs these tours is called Terra Firma. So you'll go up the mountains where you'll learn about constellations, sea stars, learn the history of this area. There's plenty there, you know, Grainne Mhíle is from over that side of the country. And then you kind of wrap up the evening in this little shebeen where Dan O'Donoghue, who is a legendary Shanachie, will join you and tell stories, do magic tricks, all with a little cup of hot chocolate in your hand. It's €35 per person. And very, very special
really enjoyable
date idea.
Now, for going solo this weekend, or you can go with friends or with family, you are recommending?
Wellfest in Dublin in Royal Hospital Kilmainham. I'm going to be there this weekend, so I hope to see us all there. It's just a really feel-good event, all surrounding around wellness. So there will be exercise classes, yoga classes, HIIT classes, panel discussions, lots of things to try in terms of food. It's just like a music festival, but all centred around your
mental
health.
But there will be music as well.
There's music on like the dance workouts and stuff, but there's no like musical act performing per se. But it's just a great weekend. I think we're going to get the great weather for it. So kids are also welcome. It's €66 for a day ticket, €90 for the weekend ticket. I hope to see us all there. I'll be bopping around.
And two children under 12 can attend free.
Yeah, which I think is great. There's designated areas as well for families and activities for kids.
Now, family activities this weekend. Fizzfest.
Yeah, we're going to Dublin 7, where I'm from, well, where I'm living. Phibsborough has its own celebration of the area. There's loads of activities for the family going on this weekend, including yoga classes, a clothes swap, a family fun cycle in Daly Mount Park, a teddy bears picnic in St. Peter's Church with singing, music and storytelling. Most of these activities are free. Definitely head to the fizzfest.ie website to check out the full itinerary. My top pick for the weekend would be Pure Magic are going to be out on the canal, which is very different from what we'll see there usually. And they'll be doing stand-up paddleboarding lessons while the Wakalele ukulele band will be playing music.
Okay.
So great crack for all ages.
So it's PHIZZFEST, fizzfest.ie. Now, you like to recommend something that won't cost us anything.
Yes, I do. Free events are the way forward. And this week we're looking at galleries. I'm a big fan of galleries and we have some great ones. My first pick would be the Crawford Art Gallery in Cork. It hosts a wide range of free exhibitions. It's open daily, 4,000 pieces from Ireland and Europe. Lots of contemporary art there. Next is the RHA Gallery in Dublin. This is definitely my favourite art gallery in Ireland. A stunning building, great displays, home to the most exciting artistic talent of Ireland. All the kind of up and coming artists, you'll see their pieces here. A great one for a rainy day if we don't get the weather. And there's also a great restaurant on site in the RHA called Marga. So once you're done perusing the art, you can sit down and have a nice
Marga
glass of wine.
Marga meaning market.
Exactly. Yeah.
The Butler Gallery in Kilkenny.
The Butler Gallery in Kilkenny is my final pick. And it's located right in the heart of the city. A really vibrant contemporary art gallery in the historic Evans home. And once again, lots of contemporary pieces here ranging from Ireland and further afield.
Okay, and there's a new opening you want to draw our attention to?
Yeah, so this week it's more of a reopening. So the foodies of Cork will know Greens. It's a very, very popular spot. So they closed their doors in February and they have now just reopened with a swanky new interiors. It's all deep greens, woods, opulent lampshades, and of course the whole restaurant is overlooking the Hotel Isaac's Courtyard Waterfall, which is
stunning.
Yeah, which is absolutely beautiful, and a new menu to match the new interiors with a strong feature on local Irish suppliers.
All right, I think you've loads of suggestions, whether you're solo on a date or whether you want to do stuff with the family, and it will suit all pockets because you can do some of the stuff for nothing. Aideen, thank you very much for joining us. That's Aideen Fitzmaurice, food and travel content creator.
The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance.
Weekdays at 9 a.m. on News Talk.